Biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, mypillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to mypillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy or call 800-654-9659.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Back into the show, second half hour on this Friday, August 2nd, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now is Pastor Chatfield, and he's going to talk about the Ben Franklin speech for the adoption of the U.S. Constitution. Good morning, sir.
I've talked about this one other time many years ago. This is to be distinguished from a speech calling for prayer. In the middle, this is at the end. The Constitution has been written. Hey, vote for ratification now, and let's get this back to the states and have the states ratify this Constitution. All right, I'll try to read with very little comment because, hey, next week I'm going to have a full hour, right? Amen.
Yes, sir.
Hey,
yes.
It's hard to develop something, but here I go. Okay, Mr. President, I confess that there are several parts of this Constitution which I do not at present approve. But I am not sure I shall never approve them, for having lived long, I've experienced many instances of being obliged by better information or fuller consideration to change opinions, even on important subjects, which I once thought right, but found to be otherwise. It is therefore, the older I grow, the more apt I am to doubt my own judgment and to pay more respect to the judgment of others. Most people, indeed, as well as most sects in religion, think themselves in possession of all truth. And wherever others may differ with them, it is so far error. Steele, a Protestant, in a dedication, tells the Pope that the only difference between our churches in their opinions of the certainty of their doctrines is the Church of Rome is infallible and the Church of England is never in the wrong. But though many private persons think almost as highly of their own infallibility as of that of their sect, few express it so naturally as a certain French lady who, in a dispute with her sister, said, "I don't know how it happens, sister, but I meet with nobody but myself that is always in the right." That's just kind of the way it is. In these sentiments, sir, I agree to this Constitution, with all its faults, if they are such, because I think a general government necessary for us, and there is no form of government but what may be a blessing to the people if well administered, and believe farther that this is likely to be well administered for a course of years, and can only end in despotism as other forms have done before it, when the people shall become so corrupted as to need despotic government, being incapable of any other. I doubt, too, whether any convention we obtain may be able to make a better constitution. For when you assemble a number of men to have the advantage of their joint wisdom, you inevitably assemble with those men all their prejudices, their passions, their errors of opinion, their local interests, and their selfish views. From such an assembly, can a perfect production be expected? It therefore astonishes me, sir, to find this system approaching so near to perfection as it does. I think it will astonish our enemies, who are waiting with confidence to hear that our councils are confounded like those of the builders of Babel, that our states are on the point of separation, only to meet hereafter for the purpose of cutting one another's throats. Thus, I consent, sir, to this Constitution, because I expect no better, and because I am not sure that it is not the best. The opinions I have had of its errors, I sacrifice to the public good. I have never whispered a syllable of them abroad. Within these walls they were born, and here they shall die. If every one of us, in returning to our constituents, were to report the objections he has had to it, and endeavor to gain partisans in support of them, we might prevent it from being generally received, and thereby lose all the salutary effects and great advantages resulting naturally in our favor among foreign nations, as well as among ourselves, from our real or apparent unanimity. But if the strength and efficiency of any government in procuring and securing happiness to the people depends, on opinion, on the general opinion of the goodness of the government, as well as of the wisdom and integrity of its governors, I hope, therefore, that for our own sakes, as a part of the people, and for the sake of posterity, we shall act heartily and unanimously in recommending this Constitution, if approved by the Congress and confirmed by the conventions, wherever our influence may extend, and to turn our future thoughts and endeavors to the means of having it well administered. On the whole, sir, I cannot help expressing a wish that every member of the convention who may still have objections to it would, with me on this occasion, doubt a little of his own infallibility, and to make manifest our unanimity, put his name to this instrument. All right, so there was his call. Now, last week we were talking about this a little bit right before we went off. He says, well, Pastor Chatfield agrees with me. Well, sort of, but not sort of. Yeah, I mean, it's in case anybody cares, I live in the 107th. I'm voting for Neil Friske. Okay, that's sure. That's who I'm voting for. Yep. Now, on the other hand, if Fairburn wins, he'll have my vote in November.
Sure.
That's the way that works.
Yep, got it. Now, my question on the speech, though, before you go forward on that, this is basically the speech, those words is what he delivered to the convention. That was basically the call for the vote. Is that what you're saying? That was at the very end, right before the vote was taken.
Yes.
How much impact do you think that speech had on getting the people who weren't going to vote for it, weren't going to support it, because it wasn't perfect? It didn't have all the things in there that they wanted. Some of them wanted a list of rights to be enumerated. They weren't included initially. That's what took them 4 years and a couple of weeks later in December 15, 1791, to actually put forward the Bill of Rights. What was it in that speech, or if you know, or what you believe from the history you've read, how much did that speech actually impact the vote?
Well, when Ben Franklin and or George Washington supported something, those were the two leaders. I gotta believe it meant something. Now here's some practical applications to this. It's true for churches. It's true for parties, political parties. It's even true for countries. If what's happening in the Middle East right now, or in Ukraine, Russian war, if something were to blow up, and if a larger war were to occur, which is possible, it's a very dangerous situation. That is the time that we support our country. We support President Biden. We support our troops. That's not the time to start to. Now, if I'm going to vote how I'm going to vote, I'm going to vote. We voted during World War II.
Sure.
And it is true that when you're in a crisis, the person in power usually wins. Nevertheless, you be quiet and you support the leadership. Now, what he's saying here is, look, and by the way, here's a misnomer a lot of people think. Well, we need people back, like they wrote the Constitution, men of conviction. Hey, you know, man, they were men of conviction. Listen, they all had different convictions, though. And in the end, He's saying, okay, you had convictions that this should have been in the Constitution or that. In the end, this is what we came up with. We got to go with it. Because if we don't go with it, we're going to fall into anarchy. And that's worse. You didn't. The states had to stay together for the mutual protection of each other. See, coalitions, whether we're talking about a party or a political party, a church even, or a country, it's the very essence of a Republican form of government. It's the whole idea of social contract, that we give up a little bit of what we want so we can have security. You know, this we've talked about this before. In 2016, Ted Cruz, who I voted for in 2016 in the primary, he got up there at the convention and didn't fully endorse the nominee, Donald Trump. Hey, that upset me. I still remember that. You got to get behind the guy. You got to get behind the guy that was picked, and because that's important. Oh, well, I don't like Vance. I don't like the guy that Donald Trump picked for his VP. Hey, what? It's not your call. That's who he picked. And now we go out and we sell it. You sell it. And that's what political parties that have any sense do. That's what the Democrats are doing right now. Sure. I mean, there are a lot of Democrats. They knew that Kamala Harris was not the best candidate. But now, in the last couple weeks, everybody's saying, like, she's like, whoa, she's JFK here. What a brilliant person. And they're speaking with unanimity, because that's how you win campaigns. We all know better, but that's how you win. So we have to get out there, and we support who we got. Otherwise, the whole thing falls apart. And the truth of the matter is, I may not, J.D. Vance, maybe it wouldn't have been my pick, maybe, I don't know. But you know what? I'm not always right. It's who Donald Trump picked. He's our man. We're going to support him. People that don't understand that don't understand the political system. That's the way it is. And believe me, I heard your interview on the last segment. Politics is dirty business. People, I don't like when people start doing that. I do not like when people start innuendos and or just slanderous things. I don't like it. I don't like it. However, that's the way the game's played. That's the way people play it. I hate it.
Well, it's actually backfiring from what responses I'm getting from my listeners. You know, these attack ads and these mailers, like one almost every day, five in a week. They're like, man, I'm not voting for that person. That these things that they're saying, attacking their opponent, it just all it does is turn me off and want me to vote for the other guy that much more. So,
well,
we'll see what happens.
The political experts know that attack ads work. They work. If they didn't work, they wouldn't be spending all these thousands and thousands of dollars to get them out. That's why they do it, because they've learned that it works. I don't like it. Doesn't work for me either. I don't like it at all. It does not work, but it works for a lot of people.
Well, I would think maybe the uninformed, the people who, you know, don't listen to this show, they don't know anything about politics. They just go to work every day and try to raise the family and do the best they can. Maybe it impacts them. So we'll find out on Tuesday night. Final segment of today's discussion with Pastor Chatfield. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation, or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Tyler Gorrell, your Republican candidate for Tuscarora Township Trustee. I was born and raised in Indian River, and I know the issues that we face. I'll use my business experience to support maintaining and improving infrastructure, encouraging affordable housing and development that benefits all our citizens. And I will never vote for new taxes. Vote for Tyler Gorrell, Tuscarora Township Trustee in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Tyler Gorrell Trustee.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
I'm Josh Saul, running for U.S. Congress in the 1st District. We can all agree our government is in desperate need of accountability and a balanced budget. As a retired Army infantryman and a CPA, I'm trained to do both. I'm also a man who was built by this community. Head over to joshsaulforcongress.com to learn more and donate. And on August 6th, make sure you vote for Josh Saul and send our values to Washington, D.C. on a mission to restore our rights. Paid for by Josh Saul for Congress.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of our discussion with Pastor Chatfield. And one thing I did want to ask your opinion on, have you made a decision as to how you may vote on the U.S. Senate race, if that's something you're willing to share with people?
Yes, I'm going to vote for Rogers. Why Rogers? Because President Trump endorsed him.
Got it. Next question. The race for Congress, you're going to vote for Jack Bergman as well?
Undecided.
Very good. Next question. There are races, because you're in Emmett County.
By the way, Jack Bergman's going to win. I mean,
we don't know that, but I understand what you're saying. Yes. You live in Emmett County, correct?
Correct.
And there's a very hot contested race for sheriff. Have you had an opportunity to talk to or vet either one of those guys?
A little bit, yes. And
which way are you leaning in that race?
I'm for my own personal reasons. Let me just say this: policy wise, I can't discern between the two. But I'm voting for Matt. That's who I'm voting
okay.
for.
Yeah, very good. Because I've had people ask me, and I wanted to give them your opinion as well as mine. I don't want this to be one sided. I want people to hear from both sides. Last question.
But again, I don't have policy. I don't know the difference. I mean, what's the policy between two sheriffs running? You know, I don't know. I don't know what they're. But I have some personal things with Matt. I like him. I'm going to vote for him.
Excellent. One thing I did want to ask you though: are you voting in person on Tuesday, or are you voting early?
Well, I haven't voted yet, so I guess I'll vote Tuesday. Okay. I'm not sure. I don't even know how that works. Township office open on Monday or today or to vote?
Well,
how does it work?
9 days of early voting started last Saturday, July 27th, and it will go through this Sunday, August 4th. And what they've been doing, from what I've been told, is some counties have actually consolidated where they're doing it at one location or multiple locations. So you really, all you have to do is contact your local clerk, your township, city, or village clerk, and find out. They'll tell you whether they're doing it in person in their township or if they joined other townships.
Got
if it. They're doing it at one location. But
okay.
That's only until Sunday at 4. Monday, they're taking off. They're shutting down the early voting, taking the day off, and then putting everything into the election day, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Tuesday. So that's basically how that process is working. Last question about the race. The process, and like you say, it's dirty. Negative campaigning, you know, works. That's why these consultants spend so much money on it. Do you think, though, there's some kind of feeling out there? People are frustrated. They really don't like the incumbents. Are you hearing any of that from the folks you talk to?
Not a lot. Everybody's got their opinions. You know, and by the way, when I talk about negative, if somebody's got some policies, some votes, some actions within their what they've done,
yes,
that's different than just name calling them and impugning his integrity. I don't like that at all. I don't like
sure.
that.
Right.
That's different. That's different. I don't like this person because he did this and that within the framework of politics. That's different. I mean, yes, I've had relatives that, we ran on, some things that were not personal attacks. Let's not do that if possible.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the voting records, stand for themselves. They're actually the public documentation of where somebody stands on something. And we're getting that information out to the folks and let the people decide is the bottom line.
Right.
Absolutely. Okay, good. Now, last question I did want to get in before the final segment to let you talk about Sunday, what you're preaching on Sunday. One of the things I think that's really critical is local community races, townships, city villages, trustees, supervisors, county commissioners, things like that. Are you looking at this election with an eye on those races as well, or are you more focused at the top?
I'm more at the top, to my discredit. And a lot the local people, I kind of know some of them, and I don't know of any bad person, and I don't know the positions, the policies on a very, very local level. Do you follow what
sure.
I'm saying? It's hard to
yes.
get to know.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Brett Gooding's running for county commissioner, I believe. He'd be representing you, wouldn't he?
What townships would he represent?
I don't remember. It would be on your ballot. I'm sorry. I don't remember the four townships that he's representing, but I thought he lives close to you, so I thought maybe he was in.
If he's on mine, I'm going to vote for him, for sure. Yes.
Absolutely. Okay,
yes.
Good deal. All right, very good, sir. Well, now, one thing that we did want to talk about, because this is important for people, I got a lot of text messages last week. Your service that you do on Sundays, this is the regular church service that you do in person for people there at the Northern Michigan Baptist Bible Church in Burt Lake, but we broadcast it as a public service from 11 to noon. But people say sometimes they're hearing from friends who go in person, that sometimes you talk about more things after you go off the air.
That's true.
Is that an accurate statement?
That's an accurate statement. That's true.
Okay, so people need to come in person this Sunday and don't rely just on the radio broadcast.
Well, yes, if you can. But there's some things that are like our family church I don't want to say for all the world to hear.
Gotcha. Well, we appreciate that. And any Bible verse you want people to turn to for Sunday?
I apologize. I'm not quite ready yet to give that out.
All right. Well, if you figure it out before noon, text it to me and I'll announce it.
Okay, real good. Thanks, Randy.
Thank you. Have a good weekend, sir.
You too.
Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Bob Kramer, Tuscarora Township Supervisor. We've made a lot of progress in the past 2 years, improving transparency, facilities, and infrastructure. That's why I personally endorse Janice Dillahay to continue as treasurer and Tyler Gorrell as trustee. Both have pledged to continue transforming township government without new taxes. On August 6th, vote to retain Janice Dillahay, treasurer, and elect Tyler Gorrell as trustee. I'm Bob Kramer, and I paid for this message.